I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bryan Danielson re-injured, an NXT star pulled from Deadline, and WWE are making some huge and heartbreaking production changes. For Wednesday, December the 6th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So let's start with Bryan Danielson. He's been wrestling with an eye patch for the past month or so owing to a broken orbital bone. And it looks as if last night there was a re-injury to his eye at the AEW Collision tapings in Montreal. It was during his Continental Classic match with Andrade El Idolo. A lot of the match saw Andrade working over Bryan Danielson's eye, using eye gouges and eye pokes and such. And it was during that match that Bryan's eye started bleeding. And he managed to get through the match. Afterwards, medics and the Blackpool Combat Club all came to the ring and gathered around Bryan Danielson, his eye looking pretty awful in all of this as well. We have no update at the moment in terms of the severity or indeed what this means for Bryan going forward. Danielson has been wrestling, as I say, with this broken orbital bone, which alongside a fractured forearm has made 2023 a pretty difficult year for Bryan Danielson. His return from the latter was expedited in the wake of CM Punk's exit from AEW. Now, Bryan Danielson is scheduled to compete in further Blue League matches in the Continental Classic, as well as a very high-profile contest against Okada at Wrestle Kingdom. No doubt some of these things will be addressed, if not today, on social media, certainly on Saturday when we get to AEW Collision.
It won't bring back the feeling to my legs, but that support won't help me right now. It won't bring back the feeling to my legs, and it will not eliminate the excruciating pain that I am in just by standing in the ring talking to you right now. It's gonna take surgery and time. Now, I'm unsure on when you will see me again. But just as I had rose from the ashes to become one of the greatest champions to step foot in this NXT ring, I will return to further cement my legacy as one of the best to ever do this.
More injury news this morning. Wes Lee is out of action on NXT for possibly 12 months. You heard him there, off to go and have surgery. Consequently, will miss out on this Saturday's Deadline and miss out on the bulk of 2024 as well. Devastating turn of events for Wes Lee, who was a guy that was absolutely on the verge of great things. No doubt about to win the North American title. And I genuinely think he is a future NXT champion. I hope that something like this doesn't put the stoppers on that and gives him more momentum when he returns next year. Now, we would see after these words from Wesley. Dirty Dominic Mysterio come out to gloat about Lee's injury. But the name on the NXT North American Championship contract does say Lee. But now the name is Dragon Lee, and it led to Dragon Lee arriving to run off Dirty Dom. We've had a switcheroo for Saturday with Dragon Lee, who's had a quiet call-up to SmackDown recently, being drafted in to face Dirty Dom for the North American title this Saturday at NXT Deadline. Interestingly, last night on NXT, as one star left to go and have a long rehabilitation from surgery, one came back from such, as Nikita Lyons was back on NXT last night. We haven't seen Nikita Lyons since January. She went off to have surgery and rehabilitation for it at the start of the year. She attacked Blair Davenport, who in storyline was the one that took her out in the first place. Great to see Nikita Lyons back on NXT last night. Don't think she factors into the Iron Survivor Challenge. I think they'll probably put a pin in that until we're back on NXT next week, unless she runs in some way. Maybe. We'll just have to find out on Saturday, won't we? And that's not the only return happening in WWE, as Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio has revealed that AJ Styles is coming back to WWE on Friday. This is after months of speculation about when his comeback may take place. Styles was originally scheduled to return, I think, on the November 10th edition of SmackDown. For unknown reasons, that return was scrapped. But we haven't seen Styles on WWE TV since September, when he was taken out by the Bloodline on SmackDown. The expectation around the time was that Styles will face Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal title somewhere between now and WrestleMania. But there's suddenly a lot of moving parts in this story now. Randy Orton is back in the picture too. Obviously, CM Punk is on the scene again, so it'll be interesting to see where AJ Styles fits into all of this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some big production changes are coming to WWE in 2024. Now, it starts with streamlining live events. TKO COO Mark Shapiro spoke at the UBS media conference yesterday. He revealed that WWE has plans to cut back on live events. Currently, on top of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and the premium live events, WWE runs weekly house shows, both named Saturday Night's Main Event and Sunday Stunner. WWE have already announced 9 live events for 2024, but they may cut back more once those have been honored. Live events always go through periods where they are incredibly popular and incredibly well attended, or with very limited numbers turning up, because I think the idea with live events is, unless they are in a very unique marketplace or a marketplace isn't visited very often, there's no reason to go to them, because you know nothing really of any consequence will happen at a live event. I think even the smartest of wrestling fans will be aware of that. So that would possibly lead people to be more inclined to go to the bigger events rather than go to some of the smaller ones, which might be the reason why they're making these changes. That is not the only established part of WWE that is being overhauled. In a press release yesterday, Fremantle Media, the official licensee of WWE Home Video in the United Kingdom, have announced the end of DVD sales. They say, with great sadness, we must announce that WWE has taken the decision to withdraw from the home video category. No licensing deals will be renewed worldwide after 2023. This means the very last WWE home video release from Fremantle will be Crown Jewel 2023 on the 18th of December in the UK and on the 22nd of December in Germany. WWE Home Video have been releasing VHS, DVD and Blu-ray for 36 years, the last 11 years through Fremantle in Europe, but this will come to an end on the 31st of December, with no further WWE DVD or Blu-ray stock manufactured. Everyone at WWE Home Video UK would like to thank all our collectors and fans for the many years of the support and passion. So, end of an era. WWE no longer making DVD or Blu-ray of their events. Join me as we pop in this cassette tape and reflect on WWF on home video.
Coming this May to a video retailer in your area, the official World Wrestling Federation Home Video Series. The first is the best of the World Wrestling Federation with Superfly Jimmy Snuka, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Bruno Sammartino, and more. Next, a most outrageous and hilarious hour with bleepers, bloops, and body slams. Finally, Hulkamania. Heavyweight champion Hulk Hogan has personally chosen some of his greatest matches against Greg Valentine, Big John Studd, and the Iron Sheik. The official World Wrestling Federation Home Video Series. Visit your video dealer and reserve your copies now.
The first WWF video offering was in 1985, a compilation VHS called Wrestling's Bloopers, Bleeps, and Body Slams. Coliseum Video, the production house behind Home Video, did not limit themselves to VHS either. You could get WrestleManias 2 and 3 on the ill-fated Betamax format, and it is indeed possible to watch the first WrestleMania on Laserdisc. Coliseum Video would end up being inherited by Bruce Pritchard after a Best of Hulk Hogan video really caught his ire, which he talked about on Something to Wrestle With.
They had a Hulk Hogan, might have been Best of Hulk Hogan or something, but it was Hulk Hogan versus Harley Race. Think Boston Garden, whatever. One of them was first, Boston Garden or Madison Square Garden, but they show the match. And then they have The Return. Exactly the same match.
Wow.
Back to back. Did you even watch what you put on? And he's like, oh, well, they're different places, different matches. But if you watched it, you would see different places, same match. And that's how I inherited Coliseum Video.
Up until 1997, when they folded and the far less catchy WWF Home Video replaced them. Under this name, they would release their first ever DVD, WrestleMania XV15, being given the honor of leading the way. They would do this alongside international distribution partners such as Silver Vision in the UK at the time. When the WWF became WWE, the home video companies would have the painstaking task of blurring the Scratch logo out of every Attitude Era re-release or tagged classic, as the World Wildlife Fund put the stoppers on the World Wrestling Federation using it after a lengthy court battle. They did have some fun with DVDs, though, leaving Easter eggs in menu screens for fans to find. If you own, by the way, a Mick Foley's Greatest Hits and Misses DVD, left-click twice on the main menu button in the extras menu, and you can watch Mick Foley jumping off the roof of his house. In the mid-noughties, more new formats will be tried out, such as the PlayStation Portable's weapon of choice, the Universal Media Disc. Remember that. Should you be so inclined, on Amazon right now, there is a copy of The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior on UMD for about £12. They'd also move into the more successful and higher definition world of Blu-ray, the format that beat out Microsoft Xbox's HD DVD. For many, the beginning of the end of home video releases came on the weekend of WrestleMania 30 and the launch of the WWE Network. thousands of hours of classic footage was now available in a few clicks and at a fraction of the price of a DVD. Despite this, WWE continued to release their major events and special compilations on DVD and Blu-ray, the sales numbers reflecting society's move to streaming platforms, which has led to the decision this week to completely come away from the market altogether. If you are of a certain age, take a moment to thank your VHS or DVD collection, because without them, long cold nights for wrestling fans would have been much longer and much colder. Later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, I had a lovely sit-down chat with Claudio Castagnoli of the Blackpool Combat Club. I asked him to describe each member of the BCC as a type of coffee. Hear more from Claudio Castagnoli on the podcast feed later on today. If you missed it last night, we dropped yet another 24 hours of wrestling lists. If you want something just to stick on in the background, maybe something to fall asleep to, we've got you covered with a 24-hour long video of wrestling lists. And if you haven't done so already, do check out part one of WWE's Golden Age, an incredible documentary series put together by Sam Driver, Matt Stewart, and Justin Henry from Cultaholic. It's possibly one of the most ambitious documentaries we have ever made. And if you love it and you want us to make more, then you can support us to do so at patreon.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.